Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, let's go around the NFL here in the loop, and we do so on a Friday with our weekly Friday guest, the one, the only, Brandon K. Scott. What's happening, B. Scott?
Man, I just hate that it feels semi-weekly, man. Glad to be back. I hate to miss. It's obviously good to do a show, get to do a four-hour block, and I did that last week, man. But whenever I'm not here, it feels like, you know, 2 weeks feels like four or five or something like that. So I'm glad to be back in the chair, man.
Glad to have you back. Wish there was better circumstances overall. We don't have to talk about that right this moment. Let's avoid that by talking around the NFL, which Thursday Night Football happened last night. Did you watch it? And more importantly, did you find it interesting? Because I was going in hoping I'd learn something, and I didn't learn very much, friends.
Oh, I can remember there was a distinct moment where it's 21-3, and I make the decision to change the basketball.
You were like close enough to the 21 skunk.
I was like, look, the Thunder and the Pacers are playing, and I understand that the Pacers don't look the way that they did when they entered the finals last year. But you know what? and how about it? Turned out to be the right decision because that was the much more compelling game, more compelling sporting event. So I made that decision somewhere around 21-3. I forget what point of the game that was, but it was 21-3, and I decided to make that move.
Yeah, in this game, 37-10 for the Chargers. Justin Herbert, pretty solid. He had one interception at one point that made it look
he
a little bit.
He was very solid. Three touchdowns, had like 60 yards rushing.
Stop. Anyways, I was about to say something that I probably shouldn't say on air. Anyways.
I am in support of this, by the way. You know, I am a unabashed card-carrying Justin Herbert guy.
I am too, so and he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So I actually don't hate Justin Herbert.
I'm going to take my Justin Herbert victory laps wherever I can,
yes,
baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, three touchdowns, one interception, 227 yards. He did have, like that I said, that interception happened when it was like, oh, this might be kind of, if you squint, a close game because it was a two-score one, got out of hand again. Carson Wentz played in this one, and it was...
Oh, my God.
It was...
Dude, it's the second straight week where Carson Wentz has been, like, mind-bogglingly bad. Mm-hmm. Like, to be as experienced as he is and to make some of the, like, what feel like rookie mistakes and
he was
rookie,
a mess,
rookie
though.
Errors. Like,
he's a chaotic player. He's always
and
been.
And that is
now.
True. He's always been that, like a boomer bust, high ceiling, low floor type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's we are at the bottom is the floor.
Yeah, Darren Sproles used to hate playing. K-Stater, former Eagle when he played with Carson Wentz. He used to hate playing with Carson Wentz because, like, they would have plays designed for, hey, check it down to the H. And he was like, nah, I'm throwing this where I want to. He's a very chaotic figure. At the very least, he knew one thing. Throw the ball to Justin Jefferson. He gets 74 yards, and he eclipses that 8,000-yard mark in his first 84 games. And so he, again, we were talking about this yesterday. He's up there with some of the best of them. I thought the one of the things that I learned is, oh, Thursday Night Football can be boring. Because I thought that I will give the NFL credit. It felt like they've done a lot better at scheduling these Thursday night games.
Yeah, no, they went back to the – kind of the tried and true boring Thursday night game. It was funny because I was watching the halftime show where they're in the studio because I'm not used to seeing them in the studio. Mm-hmm. They're normally remote. I'm looking at the studio like, man, is that real?
It's a new studio.
Virtual studio? Like,
was it?
Yeah, they say that was their new studio.
I didn't see the halftime show.
Yeah.
You were out before
that's
then?
That's when I was flipping. That's okay. Yeah, that's.
Somehow I got to it, and I'm like, okay, so this feels like the leveling up of Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. It's just that the game itself did not match the brand that they've tried to improve. Like this felt like an old school, like your uncle's Thursday Night Football game.
The one thing about it, though, and I'm not a big Carson Wentz fan. I don't know anybody who is, but that guy was beat to hell. Like, he was beat up. I mean, he was.
I thought he had a broken shoulder for a minute, man.
He was so beat up in this game. But then the other thing that, you know, we want to bring it back to the Texans a little bit, they got their fifth win. And if you're, you know, squinting your eyes and crossing your fingers and hoping for some sort of tech, that's another AFC win.
Oh, the Chargers?
Yeah, the Chargers got, that's another AFC win there.
Actually, is this Al Michaels' audio the same Al Michaels? Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a different Al Michaels audio. I was not very fond of Al Michaels in this game on the broadcast.
Days. He has some bad days.
Where Carson Wentz is over clearly thugging it out and really like in emotional pain because he is dealing with stuff. He's like, there's your leader, your alpha male. And I was like, you ain't need to kick him right then.
Yeah.
You didn't need to do that, Big Al. Like, that wasn't necessary in that moment.
That's nasty work.
I thought it was as well. But
and Carson Wentz, you know, he is, again, a roller coaster of a player, but he ain't never hurt nobody.
What
Carson Wentz? He's just this harmless guy.
My favorite Al Michaels moment was like on the same day that the NBA, all hell is breaking loose. He gets a call from the NFL. Do you have this, Figgy? About the field goal kicker.
Field goal attempt. The league wants to take my lunch away because I said before that Rutgers' only miss was hitting a wire in London. The league says, no, it was an optical illusion. Not what Rutgers thinks. Anyway, there you have it. We cleaned it up.
We got a call from the league.
My mess. 24-6 is the score.
Someone was upset.
He got a call from the league.
And not happy about it.
During the game.
How dare you call Al Michaels during a game? I don't care if you're the damn NFL, the NBA, the FBI.
Well, maybe the FBI.
The FBI might have some.
Yeah, they might have some sway.
I might have to answer their call.
I actually think that Al might have a little bit of a point. Like, this is the NFL on a much, much smaller scale than what the NBA is dealing with. Just a tiny smidgen of a scandal with like the wires that they have for the spider cams.
I think that's why they made the call.
Right. Like, absolutely.
Like, it was an optical illusion. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, I was going to ask, because it seems like I know where you stand. The NFL probably needs to figure out a little bit of something about this where they have, you know, obviously you're trying to get better and better camera angles, but you have kickers that actively have kicks being adjusted and the NFL is not like re-kicking or anything. They're like, nah, nothing happened.
Yeah,
but I get also, too, as much as I would have been annoyed, just like Al Michaels was, why if you're the league, right, you got to save face on this. Like, this is your official broadcast. You can't have your official broadcaster casting any doubt on.
I didn't know there was any.
Yeah.
Did you know? It hit the wire.
No, yeah.
Hit the wire.
Yeah.
And it's still counting as a miss.
Yes. Nothing changes.
The NFL should have just came out and said, you know what? Let's take it off.
You know, yeah.
Or at least take it off the board. Let's not count it as a miss. Yeah. Or that's our fault.
I'd love to know what the next follow-up conversation is going to be with Al Michaels in the league.
Oh, yes.
Like, if that's how...
I'm sure it'll be pleasant.
Oh, if that's how he presented on air...
Take my lunch money away.
You have to imagine that's the tact. That is his... The way he was, you know, being tactful.
Yeah, the beauty of Al Michaels, he's been doing this for literal decades.
No, he can get away with anything.
He operates as the dude who has that kind of clout around his belt, and you could tell he walk in there with his swing. Well,
that's why I'm curious of what, like, I wish we could hot mic or wire, whatever
Live
room it is.
Mic'd up?
Yeah. when he gets a chance to talk to them where
Al
he don't feel
up.
Like.
Al mic'd up.
There you go.
That works. I think we did something.
There you go. Wonder. It's catchy and everything. Yeah. But when he doesn't think there's a mic there, what is he going to say?
I wonder how much he was fined. Because he did say they took my lunch money.
I think maybe that was maybe they fined him. What do you think?
I feel like that was nothing in that little clip of audio that we heard.
That little
was
piece of money is just my
I think he absolutely took a little money from
you
him.
You think?
Off 100%.
Wow.
Because why would he say that?
He said, they took my lunch money, big deal. Because I said this. So he's saying,
I didn't
hey,
go there, but I guess.
Whatever money they took, he was probably like, who cares?
Yeah, oh, take some more.
Boo hoo. That was just his lunch
right.
money.
It's not going to be prohibitive. It's just going to make him mad.
That was couch change.
It's just going to make him mad.
Yeah.
That was Thursday night football. Around the NFL and by the just generally, football talk on Sports Radio 610, rather, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I actually want to talk about kicking a little bit more because an interesting piece was put up on CBS Sports talking about the fact that we've have had more distance being added to kicks. We've seen this. Like, we got guys knocking down 50s like we were previously looked at 40s, and now 60s is how we used to look at 50-yarders. And how much of this is the change that we saw with the allowance of the kicking ball in the last season or two?
We talked about this 2 weeks ago.
And
I think the important thing to the one development that I didn't know about that was talked about, I believe, yesterday is like in the last 2 minutes of a game, of a half, they don't change the ball because people are rushing to the line of scrimmage. And I'm like, well, that makes it much more interesting. But to answer your question, I 100% think it's the ball. They craft these balls, I mean, to a T, no pun intended, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any other way to look at it. I couldn't agree more. Like, it can't be a coincidence that they started doing the kicking ball, and the kicking ball has and now you're seeing as a result, or what seems to be like as a result, who knows if it's actually the result, but it looks like it is, longer kicks, farther kicks. And then also, why do it in the first place if it doesn't have an impact, right?
Exactly.
And you've got people that are dedicated in these equipment staffs that are dedicated to
that,
you know, or at least before the kicking ball, certainly dedicated to like making sure that they got the footballs that they exactly wanted and they liked, and it would be like a rush act to try to doctor them up before the game whenever they would get them. And now you got the kicking ball. No, it's hard to imagine that these things are not connected.
We're headed into a weekend of NFL football, as we often are, one where we will see a player play against a former team. We always are interested in those things. We talked about this a little bit when the Steelers face off against the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, apparently, in a piece that I saw, or he was rather talking on a Zoom call ahead of the Packers matchup with the Steelers. Apparently, he says that he would like to retire a Green Bay Packer, saying, quote, "I was there for 18 years. Regardless of when I hang it up, that's the bulk of my career. I'll retire a Packer and see what happens after that. I've got a lot of love for the organization, my time there. They asked this week, is this a revenge game or whatever? What do I got to be avenging here? They made me a ton of money. I grew up there, spent some of my best years there. I've got nothing but love for the organization."
Yeah, I'm curious if the Packers feel the same way. Like, obviously, they have to have a certain level of respect and reverence for Aaron Rodgers. I think it all speaks for itself. But we kind of know the back and forth history there. So he's saying what would appear to be the right thing. I just wonder how that organization feels.
Here's what I wondered, and you guys, maybe you know this better than I do, but obviously in the NFL, you don't necessarily retire as a whatever,
right?
Unless they give you a one-day contract. That's the question. Are the Packers going to give them a one-day? Because otherwise, he's going to retire as a Steeler.
I think they have to.
You think so?
I mean,
they'll give him a one-day contract.
He is one of the greats on one of the greatest organizations.
No, I'm not doubting that.
Football. Yeah,
they got to do it.
If he wants to do it, it would be. I'll say this: like, I don't know if they got to do it, but it would be a hell of a story if he wants that.
Yeah.
And they somehow don't oblige, like they don't grant that request. That would be kind of a headline there. So yeah, I think if he really wants to do it, if you take his word here at face value, it's hard to imagine that they won't do it. But I think they'll do it. My point earlier was basically, I think they'll do it begrudgingly.
Yeah,
because I don't think they want to do it.
I don't really see the reason why they wouldn't. Right, like, I get it. Aaron Rodgers can be a curmudgeon, and they had to deal with that, especially in the latter days of his career. Giving him the 1 day contract and it's all profit. Right, we get to be out here. We get to hit that sweet, sweet dopamine of nostalgia. And what is he not gonna get out here clamoring for a wide receiver on the 1 day contract?
You know what I mean? You never know.
Well, maybe he will. Right, but I feel like you can only serve to be benefited as an organization, because this is a special situation. You might even get more people involved in this if that's even possible for the Packers. Right, like, I think Mm-hmm. It only serves to benefit the organization.
And that's why I say begrudgingly, right? You're making that money, but.
He going to tell them they got to sign, what's his name, Randall Cobb to a one-day contract.
Yeah, I got to retire. Randall Cobb, Aaron Lazard. Go ahead and bring back Devontae Adams right quick for me.
One day. Jennings. You got to figure that they'd be worried about that. Yeah. Not that specific example, but like just, we got to celebrate this guy.
Or his press conference could be interesting, too, you know, because, you know, you always do that when you sign a guy for a one-day contract.
Yeah.
And it's funny it's because, remember, I think it was just last year where things changed, where, remember, he said, they got to call me. Yeah. I'm not reaching out to them and all that stuff. So maybe he did have a change of heart.
Didn't they make him fly out there to tell him that he got cut?
No, that was the Jets.
Was that the Jets?
Yeah, but no, remember,
he didn't take too kindly to Aaron Glenn doing that.
Remember he did say they got to call me, mm-hmm. and we kind of thought that was a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah,
but maybe he did have a change of heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he actually, some of the words that he's saying do sound like a somewhat new Aaron Rodgers. I understand why you might not be so inclined to believe that there is a new Aaron Rodgers in town in any way, shape, or form. All right, real quick, around the NFL, I found this interesting just because I would like to laugh at another team who generally has incompetence and not think about for a moment what's happening with the Texans. I take you to Cincinnati.
Oh, there we go.
Where, you always go there for incompetence.
Exactly. Look, if I want to punch someone else, I feel like the Bengals, or really just the state of Ohio in the NFL space, can usually help you out. The Bengals, they had linebacker Logan Wilson, who's requested a trade, as they have kind of given him a reduced role. He's been a captain for that defense, but that defense has been poor. He's kind of had, and they've rather leaned more on young players, which I think is somewhat reasonable. However, you got a captain there, and he feels like, I need to be out of here. Are you guys generally siding with the player or the team here in this kind of tit for tat?
Oh, no. If there is any Bengals versus the other, I'm siding with the other, like just generally speaking. So, you know, I'm siding with the player, and I think this is just another example of the Bengals failing to be able to figure out how to put something around what they, I won't say lucked into. They were fortunate to be able to draft Joe Burrow and then to be able to draft Jamar Chase. But outside of those decisions, obviously they had T. Higgins. But outside of those decisions, they have not done a lot of things well. This is just another example of that.
I think it's just a very clear example of, even when things are going relatively well, and they are right now for the Bengals. You know, they got Flacco and all that stuff. The players still think this is a bleep organization. I want out,
because it is.
Yeah, yeah,
it remains that,
because they are correct.
That's right.
And Trey Hendrickson on the block too.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, I would imagine so after all the conversation. And that felt like a game plan that they all understood, mm-hmm. when that deal ultimately got done.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll give you some money. We're not giving you anything in the future. And then you probably will make your way off this team sooner rather than later. One more thing before we go here. Around the NFL, Nevada Supreme Court returned John Gruden's case to the state district court yesterday. NFL filed two motions seeking the prompt dismissal of claims. Obviously, Gruden has been, you know, trying to sue the organization for some emails that got leaked that included some racist, misogynistic, and homophobic language, a lot of which was directed at good old Roger Goodell. The NFL is looking to get this destroyed because, obviously, the big word that you have to look out for is, what, disclosure? Right? Like, we want to going up and
that's
being
what they
able
don't
to,
want.
They don't want that portion of this. Any chance that the NFL is successful in their attempts to get this dismissed?
Look, I do think that there is a chance that they, you know, find a favorable judge. But I just look at this as one of those cases where there is no good guy. Mm-hmm. You know, like normally in any kind of court setting, there's an antagonist and a protagonist. There is nobody to root for here. There are no sides that you want to win. You want everyone to lose if possible.
I'm kind of rooting against the NFL just because for the train wreck aspect of it.
Is there any chance that it, you know, where this feels like it'll eventually get to, which is getting into some of the emails that the NFL doesn't want out? Is there any chance it's nearly as bad as what we saw yesterday for the NBA?
Oh, no.
Don't think so?
No.
What?
In a different way.
No, man. Chauncey Billups gets caught up by the fit. Chauncey Billups, mm-hmm. okay, a pristine reputation. No, like, and when have we ever seen, by the way, a head coach and a player get picked up by the feds the morning right. after a game.
Yeah.
Anything's possible. Anything is possible.
The NFL thing could be very, very embarrassing. This is debilitating. This is just taking the NBA down in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can't put anything past anybody at this point. Yeah,
fair. Because the NFL, mm-hmm. the things that we've heard from NFL space have been wild. I'm going back to like the Wright Thompson pieces, the Don Van Natta pieces about Jerry Jones and his office and Daniel Snyder and his office, Jerry Richardson. We've heard some things, and those are the things that we got.
I mean, honestly, even the emails, some of the emails that we're talking about here with John Gruden, like I would have never guessed that he would have said DeMaurice Smith had Michelin lips or whatever he said. Like
really said that.
These are wild things that are happening in these emails. I have no idea what they're talking about.
And yet and still, NBA faces an existential crisis. Mm-hmm. Wild time in sports. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Speaking of wild times in sports, I'm guessing that we might not be talking about the Texans here as coming up next.
We're going to have to touch on these Texans. Okay. Man. We will do that for
sure. All right, we'll get some B. Scott's thoughts next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, and you hear the music. We got him in on a Friday. His name is B. Scott. He hails from Hiram Clark, and he's got thoughts. B. Scott, what's going on?
So my main thought today is it feels like it's starting to get weird.
Starting, yes.
Like, is
today?
Is it?
Not necessarily. Well,
it's been, you know what it's been for a while? It's been bad. Yeah. It's been underwhelming. It's been disappointing. It's been a letdown. It's been curious.
Mm-hmm.
But now it feels like it's starting to get a little bit weird. The disconnect between messaging and communication.
You're talking about the Texans.
The Texans here, okay? This football team that we've got here in the city of Houston. The Houston Texans. And this is now on both sides of the ball. Y'all have touched on it already earlier in the show, but it was odd to me observing this a little bit from afar. I had personal things to deal with yesterday, so I was observing this from afar yesterday and into the morning and trying to figure out how it is that arguably your best defensive player, your newly minted all-pro cornerback, and your defensive-minded head coach are somehow – either disconnected in terms of messaging or actually on different pages mm-hmm. in terms of what the actual assignment was that they were supposed to be doing. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about D'Amico Ryan saying that the plan was for them to have sticky coverage on Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Get their hands on
them. Get their hands on them. And I'll note, too, obviously they weren't doing that. They were playing zone coverage. This was brought up on the broadcast, too, about how they just were not being physical enough, mm-hmm. you know, at the line with Jackson Smith and Jigba, like at any level. And then, you know, that being sort of the criticism. And then them saying that that's what they were trying to do, that not being shown on the film. And then the players kind of being like, namely Derek Stingley saying, hey, I wouldn't do anything that they didn't ask me to do. And conversely, I'll do whatever they asked me to do. And we kind of know that to be true as well. So why that messaging is different, why that communication seems to be some kind of lapse there, I don't understand it. And that's just on the defensive side of the ball, the part that's supposed to be the one redeeming quality of the team.
You know what's funny? I don't know why it took me this long to actually click, because during the game, as we were watching it, I did notice, oh, wow, okay, so they started in man with Stingley traveling, and oh, they got out of doing that. Clearly, they did not see the effect that they wanted. I do wonder if that's what D'Amico, like, that was the game plan early, and then this shifted. However, it does feel like it falls in line with the same time where we've got what feels like finger pointing on the offense, and that felt like finger pointing on the defense. But either way, it does still feel weird.
And the special teams is weird.
Yeah.
You know, with agreed. The whole returners, and we got six or seven guys, and we're going to try to pick, you know, it's not our job. Let me say, it's not our
matchup-based returners?
Yes.
Game plan returners?
Yeah. Hey, it's a game plan team, baby.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard of that?
Never.
Have y'all heard of that?
Well, not even
for them. I mean, I'm actually being for real.
Have you
ever heard, and I'm not saying, Frank Ross is probably the only special teams coach that I've ever covered and talked to as much as I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember ever hearing that in all my years of covering football, college, high school, pro. I don't remember ever hearing that.
Well, and the other thing is, one of their big words, their catchwords, is competition. And then we're going to determine who the guy is, and we'll go forward with that. And you're in week seven, and you're still talking about six or seven returners, and the guy had too many, you know, too many different things.
Keeps making the joke on accident.
Yeah, he does. This is where I just keep going back to B. Scott. This is not normal. This isn't normal.
That's the weird part. That's where I'm getting at, or what I'm getting at when I say it's starting to get weird. And so now we've hit on the defense. You brought up special teams. Mm-hmm. Then we go over to the offensive side of the ball, where things are getting weird, right? And started off earlier in the week with D'Amico Ryans having not the best answer to what is your offensive idea. I think he was caught off guard by the question, in fairness to him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
But
is that something you should be able to
He shouldn't have been. Yeah. But he clearly was because he didn't have it. I mean, that wasn't an answer.
But you should have the
right
answer.
He did not have an answer.
That Especially was a if non- you're walking over to that side of the building or that meeting room, you should know, even if you're a defensive coach, this is what we want. This is how we approach it, you know, et cetera.
Because I think we all know that the real answer is a very difficult answer mm-hmm. and a hard thing to say out loud. But the truth to that question, or the true answer to that question would have been, hey, you know what? We don't have one yet. We're still trying to find it, but this is what we're working on. Mm-hmm. This is what we want to be, right? And you know, I was having that conversation earlier in the week with Ron and Clint. Like, I feel for being forced to answer a question and the answer being one that's not satisfactory to anybody.
Yeah,
not the person that's giving the answer or the person that's asking the question.
Yeah.
So that's a tough spot to be in. And clearly, he didn't want to be in that spot. But that's on them, mm-hmm. right? Whose fault is that? They have to answer for that. And so there's that. And then this whole thing about, you brought this up earlier in the show, Lopez, mm-hmm. from CJ Stroud yesterday about the tough conversations
yeah.
they got to have.
I was like, wait a minute.
That's not the first time that he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's brought up tough conversations a time or two or two or three over the course of the last, let's call it 6 weeks or so, mm-hmm. since this thing has started to go off the rails. And so that makes me wonder if that's what they're saying. Again, if that's what you say publicly, if that's what you say in front of a mic when you know a mic is on, what do the tough conversations actually look like? Are they being had, for one?
Yeah.
And if they are, how productive are they?
And I think it also speaks to, and we're, look, this is us just talking here. It's opinion and interpretation. I think it speaks to the confidence he has in what they're doing. Like if your starting franchise quarterback is saying we have to have tough conversations week 7, I don't interpret that as I believe in what we're doing.
How much of it is that? How much of it is the lollygagging that apparently Titus Howard has noticed again, even coming off of a 15-day hiatus, right, with a bye week invested in there? No, there's a lot of difficult stuff. That is all very odd for the timing and the circumstances for this team. The question that keeps coming to mind is, like, what's the confidence level in this getting worked out? Period.
Yeah.
First and foremost. Because, like, these are the types of things that begin to be the fissures that break up a team. So can it be fixed? And then how quickly? Because, again, time is not on your side.
Oh, no. In terms of belief, I don't see how you could have it. Like, it is inexcusable what happened on Monday night to come off of a bye week. And not just a bye week, but an extra day.
You know,
15 days to prepare, at least mentally, right? You're not doing all physical work in that time, but at least to mentally prepare mm-hmm. yourself for this game, for you to be as sharp as possible. And this is what sharp was supposed to look like, or what sharp ended up looking like.
Right.
Like, that is, there is no excuse for them to go out there and look unprepared and overwhelmed and not ready for the moment. Even if they were outmatched, and that might have been the case, right? This was a concern going into the game. And hey, them dudes might just be better than the Texans. They might be outmatched. Certainly up front, it appeared that way, right?
Yeah.
And then that became apparent. Like, they were outmatched. They had some players that were better than the ones that the Texans sent out there. But also just the lack of preparation and mm-hmm. meal and some of the obviously the play calling we talked about. Like, it was just, it was bad from top to bottom. And so when you try to transfer that to belief, what is the belief that they can get this together?
That's what I do.
This is what it looked like mm-hmm. with 15 days to prepare. What does it look like on a short week against another worthwhile opponent in the San Francisco 49ers? Never mind if they don't have their starting quarterback. That has not seemed to really bother them all of that much for the most part. So this is a problem.
Right. It's one thing to not be as good. It's another thing to not put your best foot forward.
There you mm-hmm. go.
One of the things that we were just talking about, and I'll wrap it up here because I do want to get to what's popping here in a second. But somebody was like, well, it is about execution. How are you supposed to do this if you're not executing? And I'm like, I think that we have to view this as there's two parts of this, right? Mm-hmm. There's the talent and that the ability of individual brilliance from talent helping. And then there's the ability for your schematic advantage to come from your coaching. And I put this through the lens of the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know people will roll their eyes. I get it. But you look at the modern Kansas City Chiefs, even dating back to when they have Tyreek Hill and all those things. There's going to be instances, I'm sure, within all of this where Andy Reid has not been right mm-hmm. calling plays. But that talent picks them up, right? The Patrick Mahomes, the Travis Kelce, that talent picks them up in those instances. And there's instances where we've seen offensive line breakdown or wide receivers, injuries, whatever, where the talent is not there in the same way. And Andy Reid schematically picks them up. And I think you have those things together, and that's best case scenario. Right now, the talent isn't picking up, and you don't have schematic advantage, and that's why it feels so damn woeful, in my opinion. That's the sick part of this. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A little B. Scott's thoughts there. Coming up next, I want more of B. Scott's thoughts, but we're talking about what's popping, including a home opener for a Houston team. The Rockets get going tonight. What's B. Scott's thoughts on that? We'll do that and more next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Still got our guy B. Scott sitting in. I'm going to get in a few things early because I want to make sure that I do get them in, starting with happy birthday to Cal McNair.
How about that? Happy birthday.
It's Cal's birthday.
I'm salute sure. to Daniel. Daniel Calhoun in there.
Yeah, Daniel Calhoun.
It's like, don't do that.
He's Danny boy.
I mean, actually, maybe you can do that because you and Cal a little bit closer than I am. I'm just
I surprised you didn't do that. You usually good with giving people government's names out like that.
Yeah, you're right. I am good about that, doing that. I will recognize that there's a little bit of a flaw in my game. What's the right word? I don't know what the right word is. Hypocrisy, maybe even. Mm-hmm. When you close enough to touch me, I'll be just a little bit more respectful about that. Yeah, I'm going to be honest.
I can see that.
I'm going to be just a little bit more respectful.
I'm good enough with Cal to say, I like Calhoun, Cal.
Yeah.
Calhoun is a good
dope name.
Yeah. If I had Calhoun in my bag, I might rock Calhoun. Yeah. But I mean, to each his own.
Yeah, for sure. So happy birthday, Cal. Maybe a win versus the Niners and just getting back on track would be a good birthday gift. And then also, real quick, because I do want to eventually get to the NBA, one of the things that we did learn this week, which again is not going to help them one bit with all the bigger stories, the NBA is going to return to painting the Larry O'Brien Trophy on center court for the finals.
Emphasize painting. Say it again.
Yeah, painting.
They are going to paint it.
Yes.
Not just throw up a graphic that sometimes is there if the producer remembers. Or
no.
Sometimes not.
Yeah. We're not talking about digital graphics, and we're also not talking about the big sticker that they used to put down, and I'm pretty sure that's why they stopped doing it, is the sticker is obviously, it'll make the court slicker, and it was a player injury issue.
If you
paint it on the court.
It's on the court.
It's on the court just like a line.
And
just
you can
like
sell
paint.
It for more. You sell pieces of the
sell
court.
Sell the court. Because here's the finals court.
Best businessman over here. That's a great thought, Lopez.
You can sell it for more.
I did not think about
that. That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah. I get it.
Again, another reason why this big story about, like, you know, the malfeasance happening in the NBA is so tough, because the NBA this season feels like they're getting back to their roots, hitting the nostalgia, doing all the things right. You got NBA on NBC. You got a couple of double overtime games with the reigning champions. You got Wemby doing all this stuff.
And about that.
Yeah.
You got the finals logo coming back since the first time since 2009. Doesn't matter. We talk about Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
That's what we talk about right now.
Of all players, too.
Terry
Rozier.
Rozier.
Who, like, no disrespect to Terry Rozier. Obviously, it takes a lot to get to the NBA.
A little disrespect.
So, like, I mean, obviously, he's an NBA caliber player. But I will say this. Feels like represents all the things that people hate about the NBA. You know, just, I don't know, man. Terry Rozier, out of all the guys, you know, is you know, bad for the NBA, obviously, to be talking about that.
You got a few role players and then a legendary player who is still a coach, just absolutely tanking the NBA right in this moment.
A finals MVP of what's felt like maybe one of the least likely finals participants, much less winners that you'll ever find.
The 04 Pistons? Absolutely.
The 04 Pistons. Come on.
That's wild.
What are we doing? Chauncey Billups?
Look, that's the thing. And to me, I keep going back to the Windhorse hit. And who was it with?
I can't recall, but
I think it was Rich Eisen.
With Rich Eisen. This is when I went, oh no, this is affecting the NBA in a really bad way. Do you have the audio? This is what Windhorse said.
The NBA at some point is going to have to explain why Terry Rozier was allowed to keep playing. And I just want to point something out.
Mm-hmm.
The sports books caught the irregular betting on Terry Rozier the day it happened, the morning it happened.
It's $200,000.
When all of a sudden there was hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in on Terry Rozier unders for a relatively meaningless game in November. I'm sorry, in March, mm-hmm. involving the Charlotte Hornets. The sports books caught it. They told the NBA right away, and guess what? The NBA, Rozier didn't play the rest of the season. And he had faked the injury, so it wasn't because of the injury. The NBA pulled him. They pulled Jontay Porter, too. They flagged Jontay Porter and pulled Jontay Porter. The NBA's measures, mm-hmm. their protection measures, the sportsbook's protection measures, it triggered this. They caught it.
Uh-huh. What did you know and when did you know it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a classic, you know, two-parter there, and this is what could take Adam Silver down.
I think we're in a very good place to kind of talk about this portion of it, because clearly the operating practice here was we got to let the block cool down. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's easy to bang on that right here. And wow, why did I use that word? Because the next place that I'm going to go is that feels like if you gave Rob Manfred the opportunity to decide how he handles the Astros 2017 trash can banging scandal, he might have actually gone with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Like, what is better if they try and air out Terry Rozier and make him a scapegoat and then this comes down? Or is it better that, I mean, in that instance, trying to see if you can make this go away by not calling attention to it, as I'm sure he would like to do with the Astros, as he did with the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, but the whole make this go away thing is just so icky.
It's not going to go away.
Like, why? You know, like, how could you be that naive as a league? And especially the way the world has changed and the relationships that your league, the business relationships that your leagues mm-hmm. have with these gambling apparatuses, like how could you think that you could make this go away?
Because if you validate
it, especially once you've been flagged by it, and it's such an, like you said, $200,000 on Terry Rozier, like this, like this is crazy behavior.
Yeah.
You know that this is not something that you can stand for.
Right.
But you also know people are watching sports books. And when sports books report it to the NBA, you know, it's not going to be swept under the rug.
No, I mean, but
At
the same time, like, you validate that feeling of impropriety.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's what the impropriety itself is not what the leagues are running from. And I know that that's wild to say. It's the appearance of it. They don't want people but elite to believe that there's mm-hmm. malfeasance happening. We're getting more and more indication that there's malfeasance happening.
Yeah.
Did they think that they could, you know, swat this away? Which, again, these are all questions that Adam Silver has to answer.
Yeah, and I will be fair to the league from this standpoint that they don't, the league does not have the capabilities of the FBI.
Correct.
Right? They don't have the subpoena power or the investigative power or the fact-finding ability that one FBI does.
But they knew.
And that's the issue.
That's the thing.
They knew the plausible deniability that they might have is just to say, hey, you know what? We really just wanted to rely on the actual investigative process since we know we don't really do investigations like that, especially to this degree. But again, as you said, they knew.
And not only did they know him, but forget the FBI. There's still some Pablo Torres out there. Like, they had to wonder, is this going to get out?
That's a fair point.
Forget the FBI.
Pablo Torre did something on this, which is kind of interesting because some of the other stuff has taken more hold. And the NBA is still dealing with some of the Pablo Torre because the Kawhi Leonard stuff continues to happen with the Clippers.
Yeah.
3-4-6 posits.
For that to happen in the same,
like,
couple months span. Like a possible
mm-hmm.
no-show deal to circumvent the salary cap and fixing and mob ties, legit, alleged mob ties.
La Cosa Nostra.
What are we doing? You're hitting all the flashpoints.
What are we doing?
Those are all the flashpoints, all the catchwords, all the buzzwords, like, you know, cover up. Mob. I mean, is
the 30 for 30 is going to be.
I was going to say, y'all thought The Last Dance was compelling.
Let's do it.
Is Adam Silver going to be the commissioner a year from today?
Ooh. I'm going to say no.
I feel like that's the heavy favorites there, by the way. Also, shout out to Bet Online, who sent me an email this morning, like most crass way.
Yes.
Who is the odds-on leader to be the next player or coach arrested for a illegal game? And I was like, read the damn room. What is wrong with you?
Y'all are part of the problem.
Why are you like this?
Part of the problem.
Did they at least add, like, a laughing emoji at the end?
No, they did not.
I got the same email, And of course, you know, you got to look. I don't remember who it was.
By the way, yeah, best odds is Malik Beasley when it comes to. And then next Hall of Fame player to be arrested for illegal gambling. And this feels unfair because this feels like this is about him acting. But it's Kevin Garnett. Like, y'all saw him in Uncut Gems and y'all were like, clearly he's next. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't man, do that to hey, him, man.
Malik Beasley, we were having this conversation at the house. Like, Malik Beasley, you know. Are we?
He might be looking out the peeping out the window a little bit now.
Which means he might, he's driving down the car looking up at that helicopter.
He might trying to. He might be trying to get low.
Oh no! My thought was the way his thing went away. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if he's one of these co-conspirators, somebody that flips. One of these information guys.
There was a mole.
Yeah. They call them snitches.
You mean to tell
places.
Me ain't Gilbert Arenas?
Yeah, Gilbert Arenas is really leaning. He is a troll by nature. However, he did get hemmed up and released same day. And typically, in my general watching of police type stuff, that says you might have sang a little bit.
Well, he was open about it. He's like, look, I am telling. I am telling on all of y'all. Shoot, come get me.
All right, let's finish this out here in what's popping, because one of the biggest things popping in the city of Houston on this day, home opener for the Houston Rockets, unfortunately 0-1, but That one was a very good one that showed.
You don't feel
things.
Like an 0-1.
It doesn't, right? Nah. They played incredibly well in a double overtime game. B. Scott, you'll be in the building. What are you looking for in this game? And I have a secondary question that we might be able to get to.
Can't wait to get in the building. Can't wait to feel the energy of the crowd. This is going to be a home opener like none other, not just because of Kevin Durant, but namely because of Kevin Durant being on the team, but also the pieces that are coming back and everything that we're excited about. What we saw from Alper Şengün in that season opener at Oklahoma City, looking like just a bona fide, not a fringe all-star, which I think some people maybe if you wanted to discredit a little bit, say, oh, yeah, he's an all-star, but is he going to be a all-star year in and year out? How do you be on the floor with Kevin Durant and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and look like
now.
The best player on the floor and then not be one of those guys? So I'm looking to see that continue. I also want to see how they continue to figure out this whole ball handling situation and how they get into their offense and what exactly that looks like. I want to see how they are learning to play with Kevin Durant. Like, I think that's going to be a process, something that we'll watch for every game, probably for the first at least, I'll call it 20 games.
Oh, yeah.
How are they playing with Kevin Durant? How are they getting used to finding him in his spots where he wants the ball the most, when he wants it, you know, just – getting used to having him as a teammate. It's already doing wonders for them in terms of their spacing. I don't think it's a coincidence that Şengün had the game that he had with Durant as his teammate for the first time. So we're going to see a lot of that. Man, I just can't wait to get out there.
I'm with you there. Is Alperen on the MVP long list? Because I was already in...
Long list is a good way to put it.
You can attest.
Yeah. No, he asked.
I had already gotten to a place where I was saying... All NBA Alperen before the season started. And then when I saw that first game and I was like, is it possible that he could be an MVP at least on the long list, but he could be a candidate this year?
So that game was Tuesday night, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So if you'd asked me this Wednesday morning, I'd have said yes. But then Wednesday night happened.
Oh,
right.
Oh, I know.
And
what
so
saying.
Then by Thursday,
you talking
morning,
about the yoke?
I'm talking.
Oh no,
about
Wimby. Victor,
the big Vic, the Wimby thing.
Okay.
So I am praying for his health because obviously blood clots is scary. Like I wouldn't wish that even on a rival or on anybody. So like I'm praying for his health. But if he's gonna be healthy, goodness, like that looks like the MVP. Now I will say when they go head to head, I still think that Şengün can give him work. I still think that Şengün can have a...
Yeah, I saw your tweet. Yeah. I didn't know if you were being facetious or
no. My point was that Şengün can have a good game in the same game.
But that's not how you put it in an interesting way. I was like, is he being facetious?
So you would have had to have seen the comment that I was referencing.
Because there's something along the line. Well, have you seen Şengün last year?
It was a conversation about a conversation.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so you have to get the initial context. I'm not for a minute saying that Şengün is better than
Wimby. Lock him up.
Wimby is on track to be the best we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say that right now. Like, if he's going to be like that, it's going to get real scary up in here. So, MVP, it looks like it's going to be probably that guy.
It's interesting that you brought up blood clots with Wimby. I think that the big thing is actually like the Jones fracture. The big the big guys with those feet injuries are the things that I worry about.
Yeah, for sure.
Isn't it crazy, though? Like,
KD.
Like, you're like, well, maybe he'll get injured. That's the hope.
I mean, it's literally
the hope. Literally?
That's the hope.
Somebody was like, what do you do against Wemby? And my legitimate thought, I was not making a joke, is the NBA got to put in a rule that if you play against the Spurs, you're allowed to take a weapon onto the court. Like, that's where my brain goes, because he looks damn near unstoppable.
Or a sixth guy?
Six.
I mean, like, I'm only kind of joking.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the looks on their faces, the
that
opponents.
That was AD, man.
They were like, what is happening?
Yeah.
He was guarded by a couple of seven-footers.
Yeah. That could move.
Crazy stuff. All right. That's a little bit of what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, 7 p.m., mind you. It's the Detroit Pistons. It's the Thompson Bowl happening tonight as well, so it's going to be fun. But on top of that, the Pistons are good. Cade Cunningham is going to be interesting. It's going to be a great game. Obviously, if you can get out to Toyota Center, do that. But Space City Home Network.
Yeah, they're kind of like a Rockets Eastern Conference facsimile, sort of. Like, you know, like an up-and-coming team with a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't add KD, but can't wait for the matchup.
B-Sky, we took it all the way beyond the line, by the way, just because we enjoy having
you
in.
Love it.
So damn much. Thank you, sir, for your time. All right, in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Yes, we'll talk about the Texans again next. That was quite a Freudian slip there. is there something about this Texans defense that you should be worried about? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.